Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
As always, you can call or text the show at 402-464-5685. Watch us on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers video stream on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube, and comment there. Our show, again, sponsored by Gaina Trucking. We'll have Derek Bombeck in here next segment talking about all things Lincoln events and more for the weekend. I want to talk about the football season coming up and one particular game, because we have not really taken a dive into this regard since the moves all happened in Oklahoma. So, as we all know, when this football season ended for the regular season, the bowl season was still going on, but Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma to go to USC. Caleb Williams, the starting quarterback, is still yet to find a home, but he's leaving most likely. Not for sure, but leaving most likely. And Spencer Rattler is going to South Carolina. So a much different-looking team coming in. Brent Venables, the new head coach at Oklahoma. Yeah. Right now, their quarterback could be Dylan Gabriel, who at UCF was good but not outstanding. Right. A fine quarterback, but I think maybe a step down from Caleb Williams and what Spencer Rattler was supposed to be at Oklahoma. So my question is this. Is your excitement at all for the Oklahoma game in September lowered because Lincoln Riley is gone?
Can I answer the question this way?
Yes.
I think that, and this is, I bet you get a lot of pushback from Oklahoma fans. Of course you would on this. But I think that the Oklahoma program lost some zip when Lincoln Riley left.
Absolutely.
I think it lost a lot of pizzazz. I think it lost a lot of just prestige. I do. Venables doesn't capture you like Lincoln Riley
did. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley was the offensive mind, highly regarded, a guy that could shoot to the NFL if he wanted to and be a head coach. Yep. He was the young, brash, kind of swashbuckling, in his own quiet way, kind of a quiet assassin. And now they don't – it's a little different in Oklahoma. I wonder how Oklahoma fans feel. And they're not going to express it the way we just did. A lot of them, but I wonder if that's what they're thinking. Like, I mean, in a way, Vegas Bobcat, go to a meeting or something. Don't listen to this part. Like when Tom Osborne left and Frank took over, it was, you know, he was the lieutenant, but it wasn't Osborne anymore. Now, I'm not comparing Lincoln Riley to Tom Osborne, but the situation kind of reminds me of that. Venables has an Oklahoma background. All that, but he's always been kind of a lieutenant, even at Clemson, right?
Yep.
If Oklahoma would have hired Dabo, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
No, yeah, that's an alpha right now in college football. Yeah. Brent Venables, like you said, has been a long time, very, very respected defensive coordinator, but he's never been the head coach, and that's why, even though Lincoln Riley had not been a head coach prior to being named that after Bob Stoops.
What did he do?
He was the hot name already coming up beyond Stoops, and they knew that was going to be their guy. Mm-hmm. And he proved, hey, we didn't take any steps back. In fact, we might have taken a step forward.
Yeah, almost.
Post Bob Stoops.
Yeah.
Venables is somebody that, he might be a great coach, but I'm with you. The prestige.
Oh, it went down.
It didn't, tank, but it definitely dropped with Lincoln Riley leaving for USC.
Yep, it did. Now,
to even deny that.
No. The other part of this is, you mentioned Caleb Williams. So they lost their quarterback, and they lost their quarterbacks because Spencer Rattler is gone too.
Yep, two quarterbacks.
And then their defense has a major overhaul. I mean, they lost a bunch, no fewer than six starters. Last I checked, six. Okay. And they're big names. I mean, Nick Bonito and Perry and Winfrey are gone.
That's big.
Okay.
You remember those names? Those were big in the game that Nebraska lost.
Yeah. Nick Bonito, Perry and Winfrey, Isaiah Thomas, gone. Now there's Brian Asamoah, Delarian Turner, Yale. Those guys are not as big an impact, but big. Pat Fields is a starting safety. He went to Stanford to pursue a master's in management. So, I mean, a minimum of six defensive starters gone. Quarterback, head coach. Yeah, I don't know. This game, I mean, come on. This game, Nebraska played him within seven last year. You'd think they could do it again.
With an extra point blocked for two.
Yeah. You'd think they should do it again. Again, though, here's the thing. It's hard to have these discussions in college football now because I say that not knowing exactly what Nebraska's going to look like. You know, there's still portal activity, right? We don't even know what the offense is going to be. So it's really hard in the college football world right now to make off-season assessments.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, not everywhere's like Nebraska, but what's Oklahoma going to? I mean, what are they doing at quarterback? What are they going to run on offense?
Right.
You know, what is it? What is their offense? What do they have on defense? How do you know? How do you really know?
Well, again, someone pointed out for that game specifically, think about what that game is going to do for the season. I think right now, if people were to predict the season, you count that probably as a loss, right? Think about Nebraska was 3-9. It's hard to go and say, oh, yeah, you're going to beat Oklahoma with all the changes there. I mean, come on.
Well, I just don't even engage in that.
Right before that, you're in Ireland for Northwestern, and you got home games against North Dakota and Georgia Southern. If you open the season properly and you go to Ireland or wherever it's at, and you, if it's Northwestern.
Are we really doing this?
I'm just saying. It's as someone pointed out on the text line, this is the game that changes your season for good or bad.
Yeah. Again, I just don't. I understand the sentiment. I just don't know if. I'm
not
just
trying to chug Kool-Aid here.
No, I know you're not trying to chug Kool-Aid. I'm just talking about going either way, acting like we know. We don't have a strong grasp on Nebraska, right?
No, we don't.
It's hard to. There's so many new moving parts that it's hard to. And we don't have a grasp on Oklahoma, and I sure the hell don't have a grasp on Georgia Southern. I mean,
yeah, but still, that's the schedule before that: Northwestern, North Dakota, Georgia Southern. It shouldn't shock anyone if Nebraska's 3-0 entering that. Now we all know they lose games they're not supposed to.
Yeah, that's the thing. Northwestern's terrible. We have a pretty good handle on that.
I'm concerned about that game, as anyone should be. Illinois just beat you down. I mean, you lost by 8, but it was more of a beatdown than that.
Not to dig up old scabs here, but I remember distinctly you during the season saying, you know, when Northwestern was going into the tank very quickly, you saying, oh, next year they'll be really good, though.
Probably will be.
Oh, you think so? You think so?
Right? When you think you got Northwestern down, guess what Pat Fitzgerald does? Not so fast, my friend. Yeah, here comes a 9-win season.
You're going to pick them to win the West? No, you're not. You're going to probably pick them to finish in the basement.
No one ever picks them to win the West, and they just do it anyway.
You think they're gonna contend for the West Division?
Listen, every time
you don't think that. So don't.
Every
say
time
it.
You think they're not going to, they do. No. That's a fact of life. And look at the shirt that Derek Bombeck has on today, which you will see next segment. Is beautiful, and it'll be on video in about 4 minutes from now.
That's wonderful.
Let's get a call before that from John. John, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Morning, guys. How's it going,
John? Good morning.
I get it, you know, Oklahoma is going to lose a lot. And even with the portal.
The portal.
There's one thing that bugged me that we didn't stress enough on.
Okay.
The issue that was very bad for us this year, we didn't offensive line.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't gone out. Yes, you can get receivers and backs and receivers. That's good if you're going to play seven on a seven.
Yeah.
You need a line. We lost our center, which I think he needed to come back. We got a tackle, which started a year ago. Good. But we didn't go out and get anything. I mean, the help we needed the most to make this team good was on the line. And I feel like they didn't do enough to bring in anybody to help it out. So until we see what our line is going to be, we're going to have a team exactly like we did this year. Quarterbacks can be Tom Brady, but it's not going to matter until we get guys that can go in there that are mean and that are going to block. So I got.
Okay. No.
Thank you for the call.
John, I would tell you this. If you were laying out the most concerning position groups right now, understanding that this conversation evolves, number one and number two would be offensive line and secondary. There's no doubt that John's right. I couldn't agree more. Now, there's a lot that Scott's done well in the offseason. I'd say particularly at receiver. But they didn't fortify the offensive. I mean, the two guys they brought in right now, Kevin Williams, Hunter Anthony. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody in a program would tell you, yeah, those guys are going to start, or one of those guys is going to start. Not right now. Uh-uh. Nope. Maybe. But no, you can't say it's not like Trey Palmer, right?
Yeah,
he's going to start.
He's going to start.
Yeah.
He's going to start.
He's going to be a return
Casey
guy.
Casey Thompson.
Yeah, he's going to start. Anthony Grant's got a
great chance.
He's got a great chance
to start.
I'm not
going to say he's going to, but he's got a chance.
He's got a great chance to start. Offensive line they brought in, no. I think they still got to do work there. And it might happen in May. Yeah, portal.
Portal activity.
Get in the portal.
When we come back, Song of the Day, and Derek Bombeck for the first time for 2022 is next on Early Break for the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.